This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Before the government shutdown and the debt ceiling debate earlier this month, there was sequestration. Remember that? The automatic spending cuts the government imposed back in March. Well, all kinds of agencies now feel the sting of those cuts, including the scientists who rely on the country's most powerful computer. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports.
At the government's Oak Ridge Laboratory in Tennessee is a powerful supercomputer. It's called Titan. To the untrained eye, it looks like rows of black cabinets set down on a pristine white floor. But inside are hundreds of thousands of microprocessors.
This is like what you would have in your office, for example. It just so happens that you have rows and rows of cabinets of these kinds of systems.
Jeff Nichols is the lab's associate director for computing. All these processors working together can simulate everything from global climate to the core of a nuclear reactor. But doing so requires a lot of electricity. All in all, Oak Ridge's machines suck up as much juice as a small town, 25 megawatts.
For every megawatt of power we use for a year, it costs us about $1 million. And so that's real cold, hard cash.
That power bill comes in regardless of the lab's budget, which is bad news this year because the budget is down nearly $100 million, 7%.
We had to reduce our benefits. We had to change our pension plans. We had to do all the kinds of things that, like that in order for us to reduce our overall costs.
The cause is a series of automatic budget cuts that kicked in earlier this year. The cuts are designed to keep government spending down, and everyone from preschool teachers to fighter pilots have had to tighten their belts. Congress didn't do anything about the cuts when it ended the recent government shutdown, and without action, they could grow even deeper in 2014. That is creating a big problem at the lab, because Titan will soon need to be replaced with a new machine.
As we look at the budget scenarios we're facing, that next machine is moving further and further out into the future.
Tom Mason is director of Oak Ridge. Turns out supercomputers are a lot like regular computers. They go out of date in a hurry. When NPR first visited Titan a year ago, it was the world's fastest. Now it's the world's second fastest.
The new machine is called Tianhe 2, and it's actually at the National Defense University in China.
The automatic cuts are also hurting the researchers who use Titan, like Sally Ellingson. Sally is a graduate student at the University of Tennessee who fell in love with the Oak Ridge computers at first sight.
I'm sort of a nerd like that. Just the thought of it fired me up. I mean, just the possibilities, the endless possibilities of things you could do with it.
Now she's teaching Titan to screen chemical compounds that could be used as drugs to treat diseases.
Recently, I ran a job where I tested over 4 million compounds in just a couple hours.
In other words, Titan can do in hours what it would take years to do in the lab. She's set to graduate next year, and she's already working on a grant that will allow her to continue her research. But grant agencies like the National Institutes of Health, they're cut too. NIH is giving out hundreds fewer grants this year.
Yeah, certainly. I hear from other people that funding is hard right now, and I'm just now learning the ropes, and it's my first big proposal that I'm writing.
It's very, very tough when you're young to get any funding at all for what you're doing, even if you're very brilliant, such as Sally.
Jeremy Smith is the head of Sally's supercomputing group. He sits on peer review panels that approve government grants. These days, he says, they get way more proposals than they can fund.
At least two or three of those proposals that will be rejected are fantastic science.
Smith says he's worried that the climate could force Sally out of research.
She'll have no problem getting a job. But the risk has increased now that this will not be inventing the new medicines and products that will drive the economy in the future.
The same could be said for young researchers using Titan to study everything from earthquakes to biofuels. And as these automatic cuts drag on, researchers across the sciences have similar fears. Without money for new ideas like Sally's and new machines like Titan, they say America will start slipping further and further behind. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.